Hello, my friends. It is Thursday, and that means it is time for another episode of the Mental Corner Podcast, the show where I bring on guests from all different backgrounds to talk all the things mental health. I'm your host, Harry Poffin, and today is another solo episode full of articles, book, and music recommendations. I can't wait to dive in with you guys. Let's get right into it. So this first article that I've got for you guys is titled, People Are Cooperating More Than They Have in Decades. And this is a really interesting topic because if you're looking at news headlines and you're looking at the media, it seems like we're more divisive now than ever. And this is actually a big anxiety of mine as well, personally. When I go into like downtown Toronto and I see people fighting or honking or going against each other, it just feels like we're more divided now than ever because of technology, because of the pandemic. But apparently, according to research, it's the opposite. So this article studies from the years 1956 to 2017, and research from those years has suggested that cooperation has actually been increasing in America. So researchers have reviewed 511 American studies that kind of assessed for cooperation among strangers. And it's found that the trends of people cooperating with each other and collaborating with each other and finding that sense of community have slowly but surely been increasing from the years 1956 to 2017. Now, kind of mirroring that slow incline, there's also been a slow decline of the actual belief that fellow Americans would cooperate with one another, which I think is hilarious. So as the actual cooperation increases, our inner belief that people would cooperate has decreased. I just think that's so funny. And I think, you know, media plays a big role in that. I think news headlines play a big role into that. But I don't know what the main root cause is. I just find it so fascinating how both of them can happen at the same time. The article also dives into some pretty fascinating stuff. Dr. Howard Pratt, who's a psychiatrist and a behavioral health medical director at Community Health of South Florida, he's kind of stated that cooperation often coexists with competition, and that based on some of the studies that are being conducted on community and cooperating and all of that, areas with higher individualization had more trust in charities and volunteering, and they also showed that they experienced a higher sense of community. So this is another point that I find super fascinating. So we're in the areas that people are more alone, like living individually, there's a higher sense of community. So it kind of goes against anything you would originally believe in or anything that you would think is common sense. And a quote directly from Dr. Pratt is, "At the same time that we celebrate our individuality, we also recognize that the individual needs to be a part of a group or individuals for things to advance." So I guess it kind of makes sense that while we are becoming more individual because of the internet and because of the pandemic and everything, we also recognize that we can't do anything alone. And I think the pandemic has also kind of highlighted that. Is that, you know, you can be alone and you can live alone and you can function alone, but to an extent, you know, it takes two to tango, it takes a village to raise a, whatever the quote is, you know, you need a people. And I think this article perfectly highlights that. This article also dives into how cooperation and a sense of community is actually supported by neuroscience. So Renetta Weaver, who's a neuroscientist and a clinical social worker, she says that, and I quote, "Neuroscience supports that caring for others gives meaning and purpose to our lives. Of course, this leads to improvement in our mood because our dopamine and serotonin are flowing." She also states that, "I wish the public knew that we can go deeper and further when we all work together." So I just love this article because not only does it give it hope about a future where we are all cooperative and we're all working together, but it also shows the mental benefits, the physical benefits, and the societal benefits that happen when we all come together and focus on certain goals. This second article I loved reading about because if you know me personally, I love to dance, I love music, I love busting a move. And so this kind of research just completely confirms why I love doing it. So this article's title is "Listening to Groovy Music Helps Improve Brain's Executive Function." So the researchers that conducted this came from Japan's University of Tsukuba, and they found that dancing and moving to music with a groove can not only significantly improve function, but also associated brain activity in those that are familiar with the music being played. So as a lot of people know, much like physical exercise, music can evoke and promote feelings of pleasure and joy in the brain, and it has been shown to release levels of dopamine as well. The lead author of this study, Hideki Soya, has stated that music has three main factors that impact the body and mind, which are harmony, rhythm, and melody. And for this study, they focused solely kind of on rhythm and found that it may actually boost the brain benefits that are found when we exercise. So the way these researchers did it is that they compiled a track on GarageBand and they used a rhythm of 120 beats per minute. And then the researchers took 58 participants, some of them listening to the GarageBand track, others listening to just white noise. And these 58 participants underwent a study of color word matching, as well as some brain imaging. And after conducting the test before and after listening to the track, the brain imaging found that listening to the groove rhythm actually increased the function of the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex in the brain, which causes the participants to feel more alert and more sharp. Additionally, in the article, Anna Boyd, who's a licensed professional counselor who specializes in music and art therapy, added that we can learn a lot about ourselves based on the music that we choose to listen to in everyday life. At the end of the article, she states, "Become curious about the role that music has and is playing in your life. Is it speaking a language that feels representative of your victories and your losses? What power does music hold for you?" And I love this little last bit of the article because I personally can relate to it as well. As a delivery driver, you know, you listen to a lot of music, you listen to a lot of audiobooks, and it kind of just dictates your everyday life because you're on the road so much and that's all you can really do. And I find that when I listen to generic pop or sad music or anything like that, I'm in a worse mood. I feel more anxious. I feel more uneasy. But when I listen to real quality music or listen to real quality books, I find that I'm in a way better mood. I'm more sharp. And this study kind of just confirms all of that stuff. So now that the articles are done, here is my book recommendation for the week. This book is called In the Valleys of the Noble Beyond, and it's by an author named John Zada. Now, before you judge me about what this book is about, let me finish why I think this book is a great recommendation. So the book is about a Toronto journalist who ventures to British Columbia in search of Bigfoot. Hold on, let me finish explaining why I like this book. I just finished it. I couldn't put it down. It is a great book. Trust me, even if you're not into Bigfoot, just wait. Now, while it is a book about Bigfoot and it may make people's eyes roll when they hear that, it also dives super deep, not into just the beauty of nature and the importance of its conservation, but also the conservation of native peoples out west. It also dives deeply into the human psyche and how this plays a role in the Bigfoot phenomenon, something that I find unbelievably fascinating as it delves into why we perceive reality the way that we do, the impact of social isolation, the power of our self-beliefs, and so much more. I picked this book because I just thought it was gonna be a light, entertaining read about a giant ape, and I thought that there'd be stories about, if you have ever watched it, the Animal Planet show, where people went and hunted Bigfoot. I thought it was going to be something like that, where it's entertaining. It doesn't really seem real. It's kind of just like a fun watch. But honestly, I was left thoroughly impressed. And with a little more knowledge in my brain, it's just, you learn a lot in this book. So shout out to John Zada. This is a great read. And last but not least, my music recommendation. So this week, I don't really have an album or a song recommendation. It's kind of a playlist on Apple Music. I'm sure there's something similar to it on Spotify or wherever you get music. But I use Apple Music, so that's why it's a playlist from there. It's called Lo-Fi Hip Hop Beats, and it's by a group called Chill Pop Music. And basically what it is, it's just a compilation of chill hip-hop beats for studying or for just before sleep. And I'm recommending this playlist specifically because I personally use this playlist before I record episodes of the show or before I go to bed or before I study, just to help calm my anxious feelings and to kind of get me in the present moment. This playlist has really helped me prepare for episodes or even just to calm my brain down because my mind races a lot. And if you just looked at the bloopers of solo episodes or if there was a way to be a fly on the wall before episodes, you would know that my mind is all over the place. It's really hard to kind of narrow down and focus on one thing. So this playlist actually really helps me kind of practice mindfulness. It's meditation in a way. And it's the perfect study music or focus music because there's no lyrics. It's just entertaining music or instrumentals to listen to and just to get in a good mood, in a positive mood, in a hopeful mood, whatever you need. This is a great playlist, and this is why I'm recommending it this week. So guys, that's all I've got for you for this solo episode this week. If you found the articles interesting, if you like the book and music recommendations, please like, comment, share, subscribe, give 5 stars on those podcast platforms, and share with someone who might want to hear this episode. And last but not least, of course, reach out to me if you find anything interesting, if you found anything interesting. Let me hear your thoughts in the comments or in DMs on Instagram or emails. You have all that contact information just a click away. I love hearing from you guys, so please keep reaching. And have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you all very soon. Peace.